Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the D. Whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves
live.
At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881.
That's 917-932-8881.
Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183.
That's 1-877-218-1183.
All right. Good evening, folks. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, Poetic Energy. I'm so excited this evening. It is yet again another open mic night, and I am so excited with the anticipation for all the poets that are coming through this evening. It's going to be a grand old time here on the Poetic Energy Radio Show, like always. You know how we do it. Every night we play a little bit of music, then we have a little bit of spoken word and poetry, and we just go with the flow of the show. With that being said, let's get it all in. All right, let's start with a little bit of music for tonight. Is that all right? Let's see here. It's just been such a trying day because you never know if there's been a lot of the things going on with the weather, and I didn't know if we were going to be able to even have the show this evening. But I'm so glad that we have weathered the storm, and the show must go on. And with that being said, tonight let's get it started here. We have, let's see here. Let's get it started with a little music here. Where it seems like there is a little bit of difficulty going on here, but let's work with what's going on here and try to make the best of it. I know they had said something about making sure that they were going to update some things here on Blog Talk Radio, so we're going to, go through that and see what's going on here. But we will not fret, because we shall be victorious tonight. And get it all popping and starting. All right, we're going to play a little bit of music until the room starts filling up. I see my co-host has arrived in the building. Let me connect them in very quickly, and then we'll get the music started for you guys this evening, because I know you're coming through. So many of you have messaged me on Facebook and looked at the link, and so we're going to get it started here. Good evening, Stevie D. How are you this evening?
All right. How you doing, honey?
I'm doing great. Can't complain. Just glad to be in the land of the living these days.
I'm telling you.
So much. I know with so much going on with the weather conditions, you just never know.
But you having bad weather up there?
Yeah. It was going on pretty much all night last night, so... just all over the place, but everybody, we're being prayerful and just hoping for the best on a lot of things. But we're going to get it started tonight. We're just going to kind of mellow the room down tonight and until the poets start rolling in here. And I'm going to just go a little old school. It's always safe to go old school, right?
Yes, for sure.
All right. We're going to go with some Heat Wave with Always and Forever.
Get me to agree with that.
Always and forever, each moment with you is just like a dream to me that somehow came true. And I know tomorrow will still be the same, 'cause we've got a life of love that won't ever change. And every day, love me your own special way. Melt all my heart away with a smile. Just the things that you do. And if you get lonely, phone me and say a second to give to me that magic you make. And every day, love me your own. Together.
Welcome back to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, Poetic Energy, and co-host Stevie G. You were just listening to Always and Forever by Heatwave. I just love the old school music. Ain't nothing like some old school music. All right, I see the poets. I'm going to get it started tonight until the poets come on through. I'm going to just quickly remind you the call-in number is 917-932-8881. I'm going to read a poem from my book. I don't think I've ever read it on the show. It's called Closer Than Close. I actually wrote this poem from a picture that I found and in conjunction with an old school song by Atlantic Star. Everybody knows that song, Closer Than Close. I want to get it started here, and here we go. There I stood in a crowded room, waiting for the love of my life to come in soon. My view of him was in full zoom. Our eyes met, the room darkened, except for the spotlight that shined in the middle of the room. His eyes calling me to join him. Center stage is where we met, to embrace an energy of love that seemed to be molded and in place well set. I felt like a flower in full bloom. Eagerly I anticipated his touch. My love for him made my blood rush. Unsure of how much he loved me, I had a faint idea, but I didn't want to assume. Before I could finish my thought, the words spilled out of his mouth. If you want to know how long our love will last, I will tell you. This universe will pass, yes it will. My love for you is the real deal. My love for you is infinite and endless. That's how strong my love is for you. I see so much in you, I want a better view. Around you, my whole world revolves. Our love feels so right, I definitely am hooked. Closer is where I want to be, perfectly aligned with you. This is why I dedicate this song to you, Closer Than Close by Atlantic Star. You are a woman that is spiritual, intellectual, and professional. Every part of you is better than five star. You are eloquent and better than up to par. You are my shining star. United as one, our love go far. You make me a better man. You are the piece of the puzzle that fits perfectly into my life's plan. No other woman has been able to make a love feel so real. I can't recall when I wanted to give my all. The energy is right. Visions of you bring my blinding eyes into perfect sight. This is why I want to make you my wife, because it's with you I want to spend the rest of my life. I want to be wrapped up in a love so tight that our worlds merge into an eclipse of total bliss and a union ordained by God that can't be split. And that's my piece. Closer Than Close.
Beautiful. That was beautiful.
Thank you, Stevie G.
That was lovely. Lovely post. So lovely piece of words.
Thank you.
Wordage,
thank you, co-host. All right, we see someone in the chat room, Ms. Nashanta. Thank you. You have a piece that you want to. Okay, I did see you're on the switchboard, but you didn't have your hand up. But I'm so glad you sort of raised your hand up in the chat room. So I'm going to connect you in very quickly. And I see a few other people on the switchboard. In order for me to know that you want to recite a piece, you must raise your hand. All you have to do is select the number one. We'll know. That, all right, there we go. All right, we're going to take the next call, you know, the next poet and bring them in on the air. Caller from the 267 area code, you are currently on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Praise God. This is Nashanta Robinson on the Mizike.
Right.
How you doing?
Praise God. We got to give you a proper reach back. Praise God. What are you going to do for us this evening, sister?
Okay. This is called Highway to Heaven.
All right.
And I just like to say first that I've been dying to catch your show. Every time I subscribed to you so long ago, but it was like every time your show came on, I was busier with the kids. And this is my first time ever listening to your show, and I'm liking the way that it's starting out. You played my jam early in the beginning, so I know we're going to be fast friends.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
I heard anything, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Let me get busy because I know you have other callers. Okay, this is called Highway to Heaven, and I probably wrote this in something like 2004, 2005, mm-hmm. around the time when I started taking the Lord more seriously. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. The road is more dark, it's more quiet, it's more stark. Less anxious, less obvious, less temptation and gift wrap boxes. I've seen it, I lived it, I truthed it, I fibbed it. It's cunned me, it's flung me, it's lost me, it's won me. I'm happy, I'm snappy and angry, it ain't easy. So please me, at ease me, appease me, just leave me. Barefoot on the gravel running freely. Where is God, when is God, who is God, since I'm so measly? When does he need me? I've been hitchhiking through life, but does it ride with me and coincide with me? If only faith would reside in me. Don't compare me or share me. Be fair with me. Don't spare me. Hurt feelings, dirty dealings make me feel guilty when I'm one in a million. I traveled and babbled and fell off my saddle. The highway ain't my way or the flyway. I'm not shy today. I'm independent in how I think and what I say. This is spiritual relay, and I pass the baton. Eager to reach the finish line, but what side am I on? The road is more clear, more evident, more sheer. More telling, more knowing, more giving and showing. I've praised it, I've sung it, I've cried it and hummed it. But to walk it and talk it and fix where I've faulted, I'm still growing. Praise God. My name is Nashanta Robinson, and that was Highway to Heaven.
All right.
All right. If this is how we do it on the show. I think we got to show you some love for that piece. Wow! Yeah. Amen. I so enjoy that piece. You know, a lot of times poets are afraid to be, you know, more spiritual with their delivery and their poetry, but I certainly enjoyed that piece and you just bringing that kind of spirituality in the room today. I really enjoyed you, and we're so glad you finally made it to the show tonight.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Why don't you tell everybody how we can connect with you, whether it be Facebook, MySpace, or Twitter? Oh, yeah.
I'm on all that. I actually just started my own blog talk radio show, / Nashanta, Nashanta. And
okay.
I'm definitely a Christian. Christian topics. I did like one hard week just to see how I would do and, you know, what was my pickup going to be. And I actually did pretty well. So I gave it a break for this week so I could focus on, you know, my children and school and just get myself together. So I'm going hard or I'm going home starting next week.
Well, you make sure that you let me know so I can definitely support you on your show as well.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. And you're a blessing. Just letting people get on here and just, you know, spit from the heart, whatever it may be. I thank God for that. And I'm definitely listening. And from now on, I'm going to just try and catch it wherever I'm at. Grocery store, washing the kids in the bathtub, whatever.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you signed into the chat room?
Oh, yeah, I'm in here. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, you there. So why don't you put your information in the chat room, and we definitely want to connect with even your radio information so we make sure we can support.
Oh, thank you so much, and I'm definitely listening. You have a wonderful show, ma'am. You're doing your thing.
Thank you. All right. That was Ms. Nashanta Shante. Thank you, sister. Have a great evening. I hope you stick through with us tonight.
All right.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take the next caller. All right. Eric Cole, you are currently on the air with Poetic E and CBG. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. This is Arthur Nicole Brown.
What's up, Arthur Nicole Brown?
Hey, we're doing good. I have a request from my 4-year-old today because she's grooving with good grades and she likes that one. So I'm going to say that one tonight, grooving with good grades.
Okay.
Yes, we've got it made. We're grooving with good grades. Some of us have been here every day at the spot where it's cool. Yes, school. We study hard and we have proof on our report cards. We can dance all over the schoolyard. We thank our teachers for giving us the features of knowledge to cruise the curriculum, for guiding us to glide and groove to good grades. Yes, we've got it made. We're grooving with good grades, and that's that piece.
All right. That was so sweet. That was dedicated to your little one. Oh, that's your first love.
She had a peanut gallery going on in the back.
Get on the car with you, we make.
You and my daughter, some of us are going to college.
Going to college, great. Congratulations, sweetheart.
Wow. Well, thank you for having me on, and I'm still listening, and everybody is doing well tonight, what I've heard so far.
Thank you so much, Nicole. We always are blessed when you come through. You know what? I have a special request that I want you to come back a little bit later on the show, if you can, to recite that piece again, Baby Do or Do Baby. What is that part you recited last week?
Oh, Love Me Do.
Love Me Do. It's something about that piece of poetry.
I'll say that one again.
Okay.
I will.
So we'll have you come back a little bit later on in the show if you could, because I want everybody to appreciate it. That's one of my favorite pieces from you. It's just something that's very, I know they're fond about it. So thank you again, sister, for coming through. We're going to take the next person. All right, Nicole. Co-host, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I read this piece on here before, but, you know, being all we having all these storms across the country, I'm pretty sure people are feeling down and discouraged, and sometimes the blessings in the storm are more than they are when the sun is shining. So I just want to read. It's called Smile, Please. Smile, please. Things could be worse. Take your life for what it's worth. You may think things are going bad for you. If only you knew what others go through. Grab hold of yourself. Embrace your being. Don't run from your problems. It's useless fleeing. Smile, please. Today is your day. Life is good and things are going your way. Help somebody. Do something good and kind. And in them, a friend you may find. It doesn't hurt at all to be nice. What do you benefit being cold as ice? Smile, please. Life is not that hard. Sometimes it's okay to let down your guard. There is a homeless family with no food to eat, tired and hungry walking the streets, not knowing when they can feed their child, and you have a nerve not to wear a smile? Smile, please, it's easier to. A little less complaining when something happens to you. Do you not have a pot to piss in, nor a window to throw it out? If not, I guess you have good reason to pout. What if you had no pot and no window, not even a house or a home to go into? Then we could see a reason for no smile. For some, this is a way of life, not a lifestyle. Smile, please. God loves us all. Even though hard times, smile and stand tall. Be patient and love your neighbor and follow the wishes of our Savior. Those days when there seems to be nothing but stressing, just remember, in the storm there's always a blessing. So open your heart and smile for a while. Smile, please, smile. And that's my piece.
That was so, so beautiful. Wait a minute. I know.
Thank you.
You know, you got me over here smiling and strung out. Ooh, I'm smiling.
Okay.
And Nashanta is giving you a soul clap. That was so beautiful. That's the kind of piece that really touches your heart.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm feeling sorry. I'm trying not to be too sensitive over here, CGG. You called me up. So that was beautiful, co-host. All righty. We're going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 631 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hi, it's Strong Island 631. How are you?
Hey,
hi, Strong Island, the lady of the night. What you going to do for us on the mic?
I'm going to actually do a piece I wrote last year around the holidays,
okay.
And it's called This Holiday Season.
Christmas.
It goes like this. This holiday is one I won't forget because I thought I wouldn't see it. You see, friends, just last week my body gave a scare, almost to my despair. But it wasn't his will for me to go, so I really feel blessed to be here amongst the best. Don't take your gifts you are given or your talents that is driven, because this book is still being written by the quiet one, if you can believe, the loud one when some are around, the gifted one, as I was told, never giving up hope, because this holiday season is truly a blessing to me, and that is my piece.
All right, Strong Island. This Christmas. Yes, it's strong,
hang
you
all the mistletoe.
Oh,
I want
to see CBD. Let it out.
Better.
Thank you, Miss Strong Island. We are certainly, I just got a need to add this. We are certainly glad that you are still in the land of the living with us.
Thank you.
All right, that was Miss Strong Island, y'all. All right, we're going to keep the show going here. And what I am going to do, we had a pleasant surprise. We had a few messages requesting the song from one artist that's going to be coming up on our show. So we're going to quickly play his song and just give everybody a treat, especially to those who have not had the opportunity to hear his track. It's by Furious. It's entitled Electrify, featuring Miss Lou. So enjoy, you all. And then we'll be back with more poetry after this.
In the E, we came to party. street life. Entice the life to people who ride the rhythm. Red claps, perhaps you can stab in. Fully strapped, relax for the ride of your life. Fold the night, take flight. Let loose the 100 boots for you to get into. The cooling you is moving you, proving to be a melody eternally heard on every curve. Burger great beats, body heat, keep rocking out. Sagittarius had you mad, you didn't intercept. Kept it humble, should have stumbled on the floor, played it through. Miss that dupe, froze, let it go. Flowed in and out in the house where people shout. It's all about one beat, one retreat. Keep it stride, no cloud nine. A good time to climax. We clap in unison, tuning in the same back channel with that for ammo. Let it go, let it flow. Let the sounds ground the sorrow. Tomorrow be better, never lose its mood. Choose the good vibe, survive a new day. Strobe lights intense, commit to break it down. Found your groove, move to your beat. Defeat, do the talking moonwalk like MJ in his heyday. Smooth criminal, kill subliminal style.
California will be on our show May 11th. We just finalized the date today, so we are going to make sure that we put that information up for you guys to definitely check that out on May 11th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's going to be a wonderful day. On that day, you'll be able to call in if you're an aspiring artist, vocalist, rapper, whatever talent that you have in the area of singing. That will be the show you don't want to miss. All right, we're going to keep the show going, y'all. Now, you know how we do it on the show, because we have various artists that also send in their spoken word tracks, or we get them, or we purchase them, or what have you. So we're going to, kind of mix it up this evening, then take some more callers and, recite some more of our own poetry. But this is one of my favorite artists, a spoken word artist, and we haven't played him in a while. So and everybody loves him, especially the ladies. So we are going to play Mr. Kyrie with Flawless Black Diamond. This is one of my favorite tracks of his, and let's hear it, y'all.
They say diamonds are forever. Precious jewels that are created by time and pressure. I say that every black woman is a flawless diamond in a cold waiting to be transformed into a priceless treasure. Because sisters possess a spirit and soul worth more than gold and are beautiful beyond measure. That's why every man wants to possess her. African women are the jewels of antiquity. Rare black diamonds formed deep within the womb of Mother Earth. That's why I compare the black woman to a priceless treasure, because no jewelry collector can measure her worth. She's flawless. See, the creator made her. Some have attempted to duplicate her. However, she's flawless internally, unlike the cubic zirconias that attempt to imitate her. She was crafted by the hands of Mother Nature, and her melanin skin is a gift from God. That's what separates real flawless black diamonds from the fraud. And I had to dig deep to find her. Unearth this precious gem like a diamond miner. In time, I came to realize that Africa gave birth to a flawless black jewel. All praises due to God who designed her. She's flawless, completely free of impurities and insecurities. I love her intense shades of color. Her radiant complexion formed inside black coal, a priceless gem worth more than gold. She's flawless and her beauty radiates from within her soul, which explains why she can never be bought or sold. And I'm in awe at the absence of a flaw. Men stare at the beauty of this rare diamond solitaire. But her external glare is too bright for some brother's eyes to bear. They don't realize she's rare, unaware that flawless black diamonds are priceless treasures, beautiful beyond compare. And I'm spellbound by her allure and brilliance. She's a living symbol of strength and resilience. Black man, if you want to collect her, you better respect her and protect her, because her love is worth more than millions. She's flawless. She appears extremely hard on the outside, but that's just her crystallized surface. Her true beauty lies on the inside, which distinguishes her from the fake diamonds that are worthless. She's flawless, and upon inspection you will see that she's flawless, lacking the slightest imperfection. She realizes her self-esteem as her most prized possession. That's why every man wants to add her to their own private collection. However, she's a priceless treasure. And she treats her body like a flawless diamond ring, realizing not every man is worthy to wear it. You see, her mirror doesn't bling and can't be weighed in carats. Her true beauty lies in the fact that she's a spiritual being and not some material ring that you inherit. And she's been cut by men. But over a period of time, she's become shaped and polished. And now she shines free of blemish. Her luster can't be diminished because she's internally flawless. A beautiful black diamond, worth more than any gems or souvenirs. She's been transformed into a flawless diamond throughout the years. She's been cut so precise that she's beyond any price, more beautiful than any diamond I've sold by the years. She's flawless. And black women are like flawless diamonds that come in a variety of black translucent hues. And they should be viewed not by their shape, but by the spiritual qualities that God imbues. And brothers, we need to treat our women like the jewels sold at Sotheby's. Treat our black women like rare jewelry out of all sincerity, and thank them for giving us clarity. Brothers, we need to treat our women better than the jewels we own. Black fathers, we need to return home, reclaim our throne, protect our daughters like precious stones. Cherish our black queens more than our material things, because black love is more enduring than any bling or diamond ring. And our women are the true jewels that bring forth our future generations. So let's come to the realization that our women, black women, are our true wealth. And we need to learn to love and value our women more than the diamond-encrusted chains that we love to flaunt, before all our beautiful, flawless black diamonds are lost. Black men, we need to realize that every black woman is a flawless diamond in the rough, molded by years of crystallized tears. That's why it appears her exterior is tough. And black women, if a man ever tells you you are worthless, don't believe him, because within every black woman is the potential to become a flawless black gem. You're flawless.
Welcome back, Poetic Energy family. This is Poetic E and Stevie G holding it down again. I am so excited about that track. That's just one of my favorite pieces of the spoken word artist, Mr. Kyrie.
And he has a good voice for that piece, too.
Huh?
I said he has a good voice for that piece.
Mm-hmm.
It fits. It's like a good, it's like a good composed piece of music and a really good singer coming together.
Yeah.
I like about that.
All right, yeah, you know CBD because you got that musical ear.
Well,
all right.
Hey, did you send me that thing I meant to ask you?
You know, we'll talk.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to keep the show going, you guys. And you know how we do it. We mix it up, and we're going to come back with some more poetry and play a little music here. Before we do that, I just always love to play Brother to the Night. It's something about that piece that makes me. this is something else. I'm going to have to write a response, you know, a piece similar to this in the female version. But this is from the movie Love Jones, Brother to the Night. That's one of my favorite parts of that movie. But we're going to play that track really quick, and then we'll come back with some more poetry. All righty.
All right, this is a little something I've been working on. It's new. I call it A Blues for Nina.
Yeah,
baby. Say, baby, can I be your slave? Got to admit, girl, you're the shit, girl, and I'm digging you like a grave. Now, do they call you daughter to the spinning pulsar, or maybe queen of 10,000 moons, sister to the distant yet rising star? Is your name Yemiya? Oh, hell no, it's got to be Oshun. Ooh. Is that a smile me put on your face, child? Wide as a field of jasmine and clover. Talk that talk, honey. Walk that walk, money. How on legs that'll spank Jehovah. Who am I? It's not important. But they call me brother to the night. And right now, I'm the blues in your left thigh. Trying to become the funk in your right. Who am I? I'll be whoever you say. But right now, I'm the sight-raped hunter, blindly pursuing you as my prey. And I just want to give you injections of sublime erections and get you to dance to my rhythm. Make you dream archetypes of black angels in flight upon wings of distorted, contorted, metaphoric jism. Man, fuck your man. I ain't worried about him. It's you who I want to step to my scene. Cause rather than deal with the fallacy of this dry ass reality, I'd rather dance and romance your sweet ass in a wet dream. Who am I? Well, they all call me brother to the night. And right now, I'm the blues in your left thigh. Trying to become the funk in your right. Is that all right?
What it is about that right there, but I love I love that. You know, I love the feel and the music of it. And I love that little line where he says he's the blues in her right thigh, trying to be the funk in her. No, y'all know, y'all get it. I put it in the chair. He's trying to be the blues in her left thigh and the funk in her right. I love that line. All right. We're going to keep the show going this evening. First, before we do that, we want to quickly acknowledge all the people in the chat room and thank you guys for, you know, hanging out with us tonight. We love you for that. Guest 20834, guest 2088, Laura Euro, thank you so much because you've been hanging out with us for a few shows now, and we certainly appreciate the love that you're giving us here on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. MMP123, we certainly thank you. You have been, you know, gracing the show with your presence. And Nashanta, thank you so much for finally calling into the show and hanging out with us. We so appreciated the piece that you gave us and graced the show with earlier today. And Shanice Marie, and Sneak Gay, and Stevie G, my co-host, and Miss Strong Island, the other host for the second half of the show, and the, of course, the Oracle. So love you guys for, you know, hanging out with us. And with that being said, oh, we see that Miss Soft Kisses has arrived in the room. Soft Kisses, thank you so much again for being one of our guests that frequents the show. We so appreciate your presence as well. All right, we're going to get it going back here. We want to see if Miss Nicole is ready to give us that piece, you know, one of my favorite pieces, because we're getting ready to go into the second half of the show, which is our new segment with the Strong Island Sensual Sheets, and Miss Strong Island will be the host of that segment of the show, and we'll, me and CBG is just going to fall back and fit in where we can. All right, but before we do that, we're going to connect Nicole back in.
I know everybody is not. You call everybody. And I know what they did and what they do and all that.
Okay. It seems like she's not ready.
I'll get right in here.
Nicole Brown.
Okay,
she's not ready. All righty, we are going to continue on with the show. Perhaps we will not get an opportunity for her to read another piece this evening. So I am going to read another piece here. Again, we do have people on the switchboard, but if you don't raise your hand, I won't know that you want to share a piece with us. So please select the number one on your phone, and then I'll know to connect you in. There we go. All righty. We're going to take the next caller here. Caller from the 786 area code, you are on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
How you doing? This is DC, the voice of reason. What's going on, poets?
Hey there, DC. How are you this evening?
I am good.
All right. I know you're going to bring it. I'm still searching for your special feature, your special pack on the show.
Oh, yeah. We got to make that happen for real. We're going to make that happen.
Yeah.
I got a new piece that I've been working on as of late. And the piece I'm ready to do is called "To Whom It May Concern," and okay. the reason I called it that is because months ago, somebody asked me, "I heard you do poetry. You do poetry?" And I'm like, "Wow!" Ooh. I said, "No, I don't do poetry. I do ministry because poetry is a ministry. Ooh. You should listen to it sometime." And ever since then, they love poetry now. So I wrote a poem to everybody who kind of downgrades poetry or who really don't know the power of the platform of poetry.
Absolutely.
So this is a poem that I wrote about that.
Okay.
And I'm going to do it slow because I want these words to really strike a nerve. Let me see.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. To whom it may concern. When I spit God's gift, I go hard or I go home. Don't mind being alone because the God in me keeps me company. And when I was born, I was spoon-fed metaphors, so I bleed poetry. I am the epitome of self-fulfilling prophecy because I already gave names to my unborn seeds. My daughter will be named Rivalry and my son will be named Speech because I need revolutionaries as my legacies. That's attached to this umbilical cord of life, making poetry my pen's midwife, potentially making poetry my death sentence because when your rib is missing, your breathing becomes limited. Blood, sweat, and tears embedded in these sentences, with words given the power to move mountains on schedule. And the devil has the nerve to hate the God that I serve, all because misery hates house guests, but it loves company and ain't never been a resident. I am food for thought, which makes me relevant. And the day poetry no longer needs me, my words will become celibate. Because at that very second, words will start living below their potential. Because man will be given a pencil without knowing how to erase, putting hidden agendas in God's place, which is the reason why I continue to play the cards that I've been given. Because God never stops talking, we just stop listening. And death is still bitching, all because I cheated on her 3 times, which is the reason why I'm still living. I was reborn with wisdom on the 13th day of the first moon. Unleashed with unrehearsed logic, I'm the challenge of fiction versus the truth. No longer playing dead just to survive or ready to die slow at a fast pace. So I reciprocate by spitting these metaphors in reverse, giving new momentum to the truth, so now even my mistakes make sense. Because every time I open my mouth, God comes out, convinced that this poetry in me is God doing. I'm just the one he's been using, to whom it may concern.
Ooh, my goodness. You know what? We ain't even surprised. DC, the voice of reason. I must say this. I had to once again take off my glasses. And I must say, you know how we feel about you, DC. You are truly, definitely a messenger. And, you know, I so agree with you. People just don't understand how powerful poetry could be. And we are messengers.
And, you know, going to my first open mic event, like, almost 10 years ago, and my friend took me, it was like a marriage. It's like a marriage with poetry because then I was so overwhelmed by what I saw, but I never thought I could do it, you know, but because I was always a good writer, I just never thought I could present it well. But when you're passionate about something, nothing will stop you from you know, making your purpose manifest. So I kept messing with it, and I kept messing with it, and I kept messing with it. And my family, I drove my family crazy doing poetry in the house all the time. But they was like, "You're getting good." And I'm like, "Okay." So I kept doing it and kept doing it and did research. See, a lot of people don't really do research on the craft of what it is. A lot of people just, "Oh, I'm going to be a poet because I heard this poet and I think it's cool, so I'm going to do it." But people don't realize the power in your words. You know, in the Bible, like I always say, there is life and death in the tongue. And you need to really have integrity with your words, whatever you speak. So, you know, it's more than just getting up on stage just doing something.
DC, you know, family can be your biggest and worst critics. They can really. I'm telling you, that's your biggest and worst critics, family.
Yes, yes.
They make you want to do better.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I
always appreciate you coming out doing your thing, believe me.
Thank y'all so much. I'm glad y'all liked it because, you know, I had to say something about that. I had to say something.
Liked it is an understatement.
In a minute, we're going to have to start bringing, when we know he's coming on the show, we're going to have to break out with the handkerchiefs and all that, you know, and get on church. We're
going to have to just old deacons in the background talking about, well.
Thank you so much, DC, for always coming through. It's just an honor and a pleasure to always have you on the show.
Well, it's an honor to be on here and listen to the poets, and please keep doing what y'all do, and I'm going to fall back and listen to the other poets.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was DC, the voice of reason, y'all.
I think the Oracle was
all
trying
right.
to.
All right. We're going to take the next caller. All right. Ooh. Call it from the 323 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
You have the Oracle, darling, from Hollywood, California.
Hey, Oracle.
Hi, Oracle.
Hello. I know. I've been a stranger. I've been so busy. I'm loving the season. Everybody wants me to perform. Yay! I'm staying busy and healthy and happy and in love with myself and all of you. I'm happy to be here.
Yes.
I've been feeling these poets. Oh, my goodness. What an honor to be on the show today, especially this last young man. What was his name? Please forgive. Is I DC, the voice of reason?
Yeah.
Bow down, brother. Yeah. Bow down. You are awesome. I got a piece to share with you. It's you already know it. I've probably done it before. Summertime and the living is easy. The fish are jumping, kind of like a bunny rabbit. And the cotton is high, so am I. Your daddy's rich, whoa, and your mama, she looks good looking. Look a little something like me. So hush, pretty baby, don't cry. Not unless you intend to wipe away the dirt and strife of your life with your tears. Don't cry for an intangible entity, imagined, felt, yet not really real. Don't cry in the face of adversity, not if it means shutting down and moving to pause. Don't cry for the issues of others because they will never, ever, ever outweigh your own. No, no, don't cry. Not when you have your love of self and the power of a God within. Don't cry simply because you can choose not to. Don't cry in the face of you, your truth, your past, your present. Don't cry as a child weak and powerless to the outcome of life's occurrences. Cry like the child who has nothing to fear. Cry as if your tears were the cleansing waters of the fountain of youth. Cry for joy, for love, for happiness, for the glory of life. Cry when all else fails and you need to hear the sound of your pain and suffering in order to gain strength and power from it. Cry from the depths of your soul heart in a way only God understands. Then stop. Stop crying, wipe your weeping eyes, clear your throat, and smile. Hush now. Hold yourself. Embrace the man, woman, and child that you are. Hush now, because you're going to cry again. This is nature's way. So hush, pretty baby, don't you cry. And that's that piece.
That was tight. I like, but you know, you mixed a little music up in it. I'm feeling that. Give us some applause for that one.
Yes, yes.
Thank you. Wow.
Like you took up the Broadway. You know, she was performing on Broadway with that piece.
Oh, really?
Didn't you tell that, I tell you?
I love that piece. You can do that anytime for me.
Yes. That's a Broadway performance. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, my darling.
Thank you so much, Oracle. You know how we love and appreciate you when you get the opportunity to come through. We definitely put in the chat room that you have a Sunday show. Some, you know, you see all the love that you're getting. People say you have a sexy voice and wow.
Oh,
all right.
Thank you.
absolute honor. And, yes, the show is on blogtalkradio.com, Denise Lyles Cook, from 3 to 5 on Sundays. So this Sunday, though, it's only going to be 3 to 4. I have a special event that I must attend, and so I have to actually cut my own show short by an hour.
you guys got that in the chat room. I'm sure that they got that because they were like excellent stage raw with. Yes, I agree with that.
The video was just.
Hey, I'm working on it.
All right, we are going to go into our second half of the show, and we are going to connect Miss Strong Island. Miss Strong Island. We're going to enter into our Strong Island Central Sheet segment of the show. And we're going to get that started off with a little bit of music and until we get all of our, get our host in here.
creates the world. We want to grow. Every day I dream of holding you close to me. Every night I find me touching your lips with mine. Every
Poetic Energy Radio Show, y'all. We are about to go into the fluorescent zone, and we're going to bring our host for this segment of the show, Miss Storm Island, in so that she can host the show, and me and Stevie G going to fall back and render some pieces with you guys. Miss Storm Island, what do you know, Miss Storm Island? How you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Strong Island Central Sheets, open mic segment here on Poetic Energy Radio. You could bring it hot and erotic or soothe it and cool it down with some sensual ice. It's your choice.
All right. We're just going to pull the first caller in with a sensual piece. If you got a sensual piece, just bring it, whatever it is you got tonight. I think we got a call up on the 678 area code, Strong.
Okay.
Right.
Call up on the 678 area code. You on the air with Miss Strong Island, Miss Poetic E, and Stevie G. Would you like to blaze the mic or cool us down with some ice?
I like to cool it down with some ice.
All right, now.
Is this Mr. Brett?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. How you doing,
right,
Michelle?
You made it to the show.
Yeah, I wanted to recite a little something from my new book I just put out.
Yeah, this is one of my new authors, y'all. He got his first book out. What's the title of that book, Brent?
Dinner on the Moon.
Yeah.
All right.
What on the Moon?
Dinner on the Moon.
Oh, okay.
All right, Brent, let's hear it. Let's go, brother. Break it down for us.
My eyes gaze to the night sky. How about having dinner on the moon? Just the two of us on the edge of a crater. I promise to have you back by noon. Let's look at the stars as I pour you a drink of golden wine. Your lips seems to be glistening. Is it me or is it how the sun does shine? The view is beautiful. Really amazing. I can hardly see Saturn's ring. I'm thinking about breakfast on Mars. That's a little far, but wouldn't that be super? And that dress you have on. I was thinking that it may cause a total eclipse. You are looking very lovely tonight, but my eyes keep staring at those lips. I hope that you have enjoyed dinner. Time is getting short. Soon we will be leaving. I must say again, your lips are glistening. How about lunch on Pluto, Saturday evening? And that's it.
All right. Thank you so much, Glenn. Yes.
Brent, yeah. That was awesome. Peace. I like that. You said it's
time
you went on the moon?
Yes, ma'am.
Nice. Nice.
Like
love
y'all's right. Show.
You brought it central. We got the switchboard is lighting up. So thank you so much, Brent.
Yes, thank you.
I've been enjoying y'all show tonight. It's just off the chain.
Thank you.
I'm glad to be a part of it.
Thanks a lot, Brent. We're glad to have you.
All righty. Well, we're going to take the next caller, Strong, and I think 318 is up.
Okay.
I'm going to have to be quiet.
Okay, caller from the 318 area code. You're on the air with Strong Island, Ms. Poetic E, and Stevie G. Are you going to blaze the mic or cool us down with some ice?
I guess I'm kind of blazing because I'm going to go with Love Me Do with what I was requested to do earlier.
Is this Ms. Nicole?
Yes,
that's Ms. Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
All right, my sister, go ahead and blaze the mic.
Hello?
We may have lost her.
Did we lose her?
I think we may have lost her.
Oh.
All right. We'll just take the next caller on the line.
I think we have 786.
Okay, caller from the 786 area code. You on the air with Strong Island, Miss Poetic E, and Stevie G. Who do we have on the call?
this is DC, Voice of Reason again. What's going on, poet?
Hi, DC. Hi. Welcome. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. I wanted to do something different to kind of showcase my versatility. I'm going to do I don't really call it an erotic piece, but it's something that a lot of people don't hear me do. And I've done this poem when I first kind of started doing poetry, like I did a piece like this, because I wanted to write about different subjects. This piece is called One Night Stand.
All right, now.
Okay.
Patron feel pause before I even walk through the door into lights, camera, action. All shades of women promoting their latest fashions. Courage provided by exquisite liquids all for the love of just wanting to kick it. But on the night of June 21st, things went a little different. Destiny walked in and she demanded my attention. I desired to taste her amazing graces and inner places in you that only I got keys to. And not to mention, her assets made me liable to cook breakfast in her kitchen. My strong silhouette triggered her curiosity that made me want to kill her cat and everything else attached. So what's next? My deliberate intentions to be persistent got her wet. Peeping how I danced reassured her that her needs would be met. Names were not exchanged, but mystery was a game that we played with no rules. For the purpose of reasons that wouldn't even scratch the surface of why we fuck without a conscience and justify our actions by saying it just happened. But what really happens in a matter of seconds multiplied by minutes leading to hours is that our bodies collide with no interruption, like two weapons of mass destruction, for the sole purpose of fucking or feeding that sick strictly for the moment. Because when them Jones come down and that love goes up, then conveniently it's no longer considered a fuck. Lust changed places with trust that brought peace in those fornicated cheats of uncompromising loyalties that weren't even promised to me, with the audacity of demanding love from a heart that only get one third of. Lust changed places with trust for the purpose of a one-night fuck just to get a nut with no squirrel involved, no towel involved to wipe my kids off. fur exchange never been a robbery. But metaphorically, when I came and you left, you became another notch on my belt with no regrets. One night stand.
All right.
DC, that was awesome. That was really an awesome piece.
Hey, man.
You could bring it. You know how to deliver it.
I just want to know what kind of training you did. I don't know. You said you had problems with delivery. I don't see how that's possible.
Visual. Oh, days. Oh, God.
You know what? You got sweat pouring down my forehead. I'm not sure. My forehead is just like, whoo. What's the little mighty eye cloud with the sweat pouring down there?
Well, I wanted to do something like out of my comfort zone. That's one of the poems I did like years ago, and I used to do. And I had to remember it again. I had to go over it in my mind before I even presented it, see if I could remember the words. But
I'll sit back and wait.
You did an awesome job. That's all I got to say. You did an awesome job. Remembering or whatever, you did an awesome job.
Man, you are an excellent poet, man.
All right, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Appreciate it.
All right, we don't want to make nobody jealous because we love
a little bit.
We can't help it. Sorry, people.
We are.
Take the next call. All right, I think she's back.
Well, call us the 318 area code. You're on the air with Strong Island, Miss Poetic E and CBG.
Hi, this is Nicole Brown again. I'm sorry, I got disconnected.
You got to pay your bill.
Oh, my God.
Okay, girl, go ahead and bring Love Me Do.
Okay. I really don't believe you love me do. I don't even trust you. Why? I'm too familiar with guys like you, especially with what you do. The three L's, find them, freak them, and forget them. When will you stop? Well, when your stuff don't work no more. How will you stop? Maybe when you old. Maybe when you young. On your trek of living and dying by the gun. And on the side of freaking her sister, her mama, her cousin, and her best friend. Maybe when they scratch up your car, if you have one by far. Maybe when they poison your food or throw hot grits on you. Maybe never. Maybe you'll die a rolling stone. Love me, do. I love you, do. You a stupid ass, too. You don't deserve me. I can't stand you. You say you love me, do. Hey, you told her you love her, do, too. You don't love us, do, from the heart. You love us for what my pussy do, her for what her ass do, and what the chick down the street mouth do, too. You was a damn fool, pamming and jamming your tool everywhere and making all of us love you, do. And you don't even love your damn self. And that shit is true. Why don't you love you, do? You don't live the life that's true. I love you, do, because the life that I live tells me that I have to. I don't like you, though. Maybe I love and like you, do, when you live the life that's true. You say you love me, do. You told her that, too, and her, too. Do the Beatles say what you say? And you say you are OG. You a punk with no spunk and running over jewels to treasure junk. I believe you love me, do, if and only if you live the life that's true. How will I know it? Well, I pray on it, because there are many hypocrites going more ham than a little bit on acting a straight-up fool, not really following the golden rule. That's all I have to say on it. I love you, do, because a life that's true dictates to it. I like you don't, because you don't live a life true. You out here...
loving every woman do, messing up somebody's mother, aunt, daughter, wife, cousin, or significant other. Love God the right one do first, and he'll help you find the right one to love do right. So one of the first steps to loving me do is to live the life that's true. Love God do first. Then you'll only love the one he gave you. You'll love her do. You love me do. Get right, and I believe you too. And that's that peace.
Woo! Oh, my love me, Johnson. Yes. I'm in the first round.
And so I feel sorry for the some grits were thrown on.
Strong, we're going to have to get Nicole a pen name.
Oh, yeah. We will. Definitely get her one.
Poetic Swagger. We just throw a few names out there.
Love Me Do. That's her name. The hot grits flying in the air. That's my her name. Oh, yeah. Nicole, I'm honored for you to come on and do that piece. That piece is always, I just love that piece. I do
Thank
feel
you.
For Brother, though, who's reciprocating of those words. I feel for him.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Well, Miss Poetic-y, I'm raising my hand. I'd like to do a piece for you, too.
You in control.
And this piece actually is called Strong Island's Cry.
All right.
And the piece goes like this. Like Strong Island, strong, long, hard, deep penetration into my cavity makes me scream, ooh-wee, bring me baby down to my knees, sensual, sexual, exceptionally pleasing, tasting the juices of my sweet cherry pussy, dripping all over with delight. From the sight of the Mandingo, vanilla-flavored chocolate-covered dick, so pleasing to my taste buds, causing eruptions of more juices to flow, way below our bodies. No more words need to be said, just pounding over and over, begging more and more and more until unconsciousness is almost at hand. Realization is coming into plan. This is yours for the taking. Always keep. To give me strong, long, hard, and deep. Never be cheap with your dick, because you know I like to be hooked, line, sink beneath your beast. And that is my piece.
All right.
Yeah, that was an honor to you and Stevie for the name of Strong Island.
All right, that was some strong.
That actually was a fun piece to write. You know, I sat here trying to figure out what I wanted to write, joking around with one another poets on here, and we started to doing like a collabo. And I said, you know what, that sounded real good. I'm going to go ahead and finish it. And I went on and finished it off. So that was like an honor to y'all, too, for Strong Island's name.
All right. We appreciate this Strong Island in the house.
I see our co-host, Mr. CBG. I see you up there waving your hand. Shall you come through here? Are you going to blaze, Mike, or are you going to cool us down with some ice?
Oh, I'm going to heat it up tonight.
And
you know that ain't my thing, but I'm going to have to do it because it's erotic night. The name of this piece is called Test Taster. I'm sorry, Taste Tester. Bend over, boo, and grab your ankles. I want to taste the nectar of your loins from your hottest place. sweet from your pussy lips, the taste divine. Usually I stimulate the brain first, but right now your body is all mine. Yes, I'm the infamous taste tester, the incredible pussy lip molester. My mission, to make your passion rise by kissing your pussy from the north to the south side. So lay your pretty ass down, boo, and let me make your body jerk. It's all pleasure, baby. I promise it won't hurt. It's amazing what I could do with these lips to ignite that liquid flame between your craving hips. Girl, you must know I'm the triple X composer, and I'm going to make you climax just like I'm supposed to. I feel your muscles tighten just before you come. And you hold my head down because you want me to taste some. It's all good, boo. I don't mind to taste test. You got that good, sweet pussy, and pretty pink is the flesh. I put my tongue on your clit and make your pussy sap like a tree. Sweet, sticky thing, rub it all over me. My lips, my tongue, smell and taste the essence of your heat. But that's what a taste tester does. Sniff, taste, then eat. It doesn't matter if you lay down or take a seat. It all comes down to my tongue technique. So raise your legs to the brother with finesse. Then wrap your legs around my neck so I can test. And that's my piece.
You amaze me, sir. Those are the ones they say to watch out for.
So,
yes.
He's
what's your
a mess. I say a mess. All right now.
The brain is about to open up here. It's my mess over here.
You know what? Stevie G. You make me want to come back with another piece just for that.
You, girl.
They won't let me in.
Okay. I'll wait.
You know, you
I'm checking in there. Watching TV. What's up?
Yeah, I'm going to, you know, I think I'm going to come back with a piece for y'all right now.
I think because I need
okay.
And this piece actually is going to be called, this is an announcement of the emergency broadcast system.
All right.
And this piece goes like this. All erotic lovers, come out from under the covers. Stand up and take your place. This is no ordinary race. Hands lifting partners up. Fingers exploring each lady's breast. Women excited for the attention given. Legs beginning to open wide. Mouths and tongues moving with speed. Licking, sucking. Juice is flowing in mouths receiving full fluids. Moaning being heard all around. Bodies being pulled down on the ground. Women being mounted with dicks ready to work their pussy. Entering with deliberate strokes. Cries of passion being heard from afar as cum is flowing all around. This was a service of the emergency broadcast system, and that is my piece.
Oh, girl, I love that. You said this is an emergency broadcast.
Oh, yeah. It was an emergency.
All right, girl.
You know, the good thing is,
no.
Stevie inspired me. Have to read that now.
Fact about me.
All right.
Oh man, I thank you. But I'm not gonna be stingy, 'cause I know there's others waiting on the line. So I guess I would take the next caller on the line. Caller from the 240 area code, you on the air with Strong Island, Miss Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have calling in?
This is Know Your Enemy.
Could you say that one more time?
Know Your Enemy. And what's up with y'all?
We
doing Know Your Enemy. How you doing?
I'm fine. Y'all have sent me an invite, so I was like, you know, since I sent a friend request, I wanted to see what the show was about.
Okay.
How are you enjoying the show?
Hey, well, actually, I just came in here, but yeah, I enjoyed what I just heard.
All right. Good stuff. So are you planning to blaze the mic, or are you going to cool us down with some ice?
Oh, I'm going to do a little something. It's not going to be as bad as I usually am, but it'll be nice enough just to say that it can go with tonight's topic.
Okay.
All right.
Well, brother, go do your thing.
This is called Sensual Predator. Ooh, I see you. Oh, how I want you. You made me want to taste you. Let me enter. You must surrender, for I'm the predator and you are the prey. I begin my explorations, no questions, no delay. I will have you, satisfy you, with my mouth dripping and my eyes on you. I surprise you. The tantalizing thighs, they make me rise as I approach you from behind. As I start to grind, arched as you lay, as we start to play, truth or dare, are you aware? I'm in heat, you look so sweet, tasty blips, fingertips. I breathe my breath against your neck. Your chocolate chips become a wreck. You work your hips from right to left. I hold the breath for support, slither down your spine and wind your mind. As I press your chest, you massage my hairy nest, filling all my chocolate almond balls. Do you ever taste a mental pause? I can attain this temptress. I see you the best. Here I go once again. I rub my eclair against your skin. I rub it against your lips out of hand. You lightly moan, you do it again. Now I have you. So I'm not finished teasing you. Are there a stake against your edges holding you down? I'm moving slow. Up and down as you move, faster and faster as I go. You're like a dip that I will take control. So you flip me over, ride me like a stallion. Pin me down with your hands on my chest. I feel like a patient in cardiac arrest. Strap me down with your legs and look at me vindictively like you say. I just think to myself, what has just happened to me? How did she get the best of me? So I flip you back over, rest your legs over my shoulder. I press you like an animal. This game is not over. I will make you firm like a worm. I'm in control, faster, faster as I go. My nature starts to grow. Your lips clamp down on me. Dang, your body has become my human swing. I taste your skin, warm and wet. You breathe heavily as you start to sweat. Your eyes close shut, your tongue lose control, your feet start to clap, all I hear is, oh, I'm the beast that has conquered you. Victory is mine, my feet grab me from behind, your nails digging into my spine. I bite down on you, taste your surface, moving slowly to your large luscious peck. Taste you, ooh, how good you taste to me. Your gentle lips and fingertips, your sexy thighs and capacious hips. I cherish you, my prey. Your love is sweet ecstasy to me. Indeed, you fulfill my need. I go to sleep for in the morning. I'll make you my treat. And that's that piece.
He got the extended clap.
That was hot. That was really, really hot. How could we find you? How could we find you out there for those who want to follow you?
Okay. Well, I have a show called Deep, Dark, and Dirty, and it's on Blog Talk Radio. The link for it is www.blogtalkradio.com/KNOW, spelled KNOWUREMY. And also the poem that you just heard tonight was from my book called To Know the Heart is to Claim the Mind. You can find that on Lulu at www.lulu.com/content/2341373. If you like a lot of erotic stories or poetry, you can go to my site, which is www.kiami/tumblr/ Let me back that up. www.kiami.com.
Yes, I do believe we are friends here on BTR, so we will definitely be checking you out.
Yes. Yes. Are you in the chat room by any chance?
Yes, he is.
I thought I was on, but I think I just switched over to only. I am. I'm still in the chat room.
Yeah, you're in there.
Could you drop your links up in there?
Oh, definitely.
Thanks a lot, because I know there's some people out here that definitely want to know how to follow you. And thank you for coming through. Always a pleasure to hear somebody who say they don't do this normally, but they just get up there and just blaze the mic.
Yes.
Oh, anytime, anytime. Like I said, I don't want to get too dirty because I had a real freaky one to put on here, but I don't want people having wet dreams tonight.
Hey, come back with it. That's...
I'll be teasing. I'm going to tease them to say, well, I got this tease, but I... Now, you can put it out there now.
Yeah, come back with it, please, because we are definitely grown folks, and we can take it.
Okay.
All right, so...
Oh, Miss.
Really,
I think
brought it, didn't
a minute with some music. Calm the beast.
All right. Woo. Let's go with
some old school something going on.
Maxwell. Pa?
There's some old school something going on. I don't know what you're doing with my Whispers joint that I asked you to bring.
The Whispers?
Don't go out, Stevie.
Ain't nobody more sensual than the Whispers. Don't get me started.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to go with a little bit of Mary. And it's just, we'll get you next week, Stevie D, because I'm, you know. Wait a minute. What happened here? That's the wrong song.
Yeah, that's a wedding song.
Okay, we don't want that. We haven't.
Somebody out there in the chat room getting married, she gonna play for you.
we're gonna go with some Rick James and Team Maria with Fire and Desire. Is that all right?
Oh yeah, that never hurts.
Wow. Life must be treating you well. Oh, me? Well, I've just been doing the same old thing I've always been doing. You know, I've got a new lady now. It's a little different than it was when I was with you. You know, I think back to when we met. The way I used to be and the cold way I used to act. But more than that, I think of how you changed me with your love. Remember when I used to love them and leave them. That's what I used to do. Use and abuse them. Then I laid eyes on you. It was pain. Pleasure. That was my claim to fame. With every measure, baby, tasted teardrop stains. Yeah, I was cold as ice long ago. Took me a little higher.
Desire from Rick James and Miss Tina Marie. Always a classic, always. Well, you're on the air with Strong Allen. Miss Poetic E, Mr. CVG, are you ready for some more hotness? Well, people, I guess we're gonna get ready to have a little me come through real quick. I have a piece I'd like to read to you. Miss Poetic E, you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and this piece is called I Needed to Survive. And the piece goes like this. My arms are freezing. My body is tingling. My legs are quivering. So why are we so apart? From the start, you knew that I needed the most tenderly touch. My breath, one at a time, make sure you pay special attention to the right side as you proceed. Down below, make sure you don't skip the navel. Sucking, licking, save it for the sweet nectar that is between my legs and below my belly. Oh, yeah, baby, that's where I needed to survive, and that is my piece.
Okay. Sweet. Let me find a... the clapping feature for my host tonight. Yes, Miss Stone. I have it. So,
oh, boy. You know, I just had to read that piece. I felt it fit tonight's theme.
Yes, it did. Sit right in, girl.
Well, I ain't going to hold up the line because I noticed some hands raising. And I see we have another caller on the line. So we're going to take that next caller. Caller from the 302 area code. You on the air with Strong Island, Poetic E, and CVG. Are you planning to blaze the mic, or are you going to cool us down with some ice? Caller from the 302 area code, you on the air.
Okay, I guess we lost them.
All right, well, that's always nice. We can have a nice, we have a next caller, you know, that really want to get in, so I won't break away right now. I'll break away later. Caller from the 803 area code, you on the air with Strong Island, Stevie G, and Miss Poetic E. Are you ready to blaze the mic or cool us down?
What's happening? What's happening? This is Boogie. What's going on? What's going
on? Hi, Boogie.
What's happening, fam? What's going on? What's going on?
Where you been, girl?
Well, you know, I mean, not trying to, you know, bring something morbid into the situation, but my grandmother has been ill and she has passed away, so I had to deal with all that kind of stuff. So I'm back now.
Well, we're sorry to hear that for you.
That's all right. She left a legacy and, you know, it's all gravy. She lived a fruitful life. She would have been 87 this year, so it's all gravy. Hi, Sherry. She said, hey, Boogie. Hi, Sherry. Yes.
Always one of our loyal listeners. Miss Boogie, I know you come in to blaze the mic, so I ain't even your way.
Yes.
Go ahead and do your thing.
Blaze the mic.
This is entitled.
Blaze it, Boogie, blaze it.
This is entitled, It's My Birthday.
It's my birthday.
It's my birthday in a dream. My skin begins to gleam. In my fantasy, I am wearing a crown, sporting a sexy gown. The stage is set for an evening that I will never forget, because I have been invited, orally incited, to attend the celebration that extends from my crotch into the dawn in my mind. Womankind has never seen a celebration that gives lace panties a formal graduation. As my name is called, I can't wait to throw away my certificate to masturbate. Eagerly receiving your penis as my diploma, I erotically anticipate your length, your taste. This ride I won't dare waste. Party streamers smile in awe as they are hung at the mere presence of your tongue. My presents triple as I decorate the gift table with my nipples. Leaning over my cake, I take my fingertip, sighing as I bring buttercream to my lips. I lick, closing my eyes as your sweetness performs its magic. Going from zero to Mario Andretti, Orgasms are scattered like confetti. I feel totally free to leisurely blow out my candles, confident that I can handle at least one slice. Ignoring your sensual advice, I thought I was aware. With my experience, I felt I would be prepared as soon as the spoon embraced my face. The richness, the velvety thickness caressed my palate with effortless strokes of intimacy, gently. Your expertise caught my mouth by silky surprise. I did not realize, as my body starts to involuntarily but blissfully recite, happy birthday to me, that intimate festivals could bring so much joy and delight. It's my birthday.
Amen.
Oh, there's that piece.
Movie. That's why we look forward to seeing
I did trick or treat and grab bag before, so I figured I'd do something different. Because y'all like grab bag and trick or treat, so I figured I'd do something different. Yeah.
Yeah,
grab bag was the one with the candy, and trick or treat was the one with the spankings.
Okay, now. The pieces, I just love those pieces.
I just wanted to show my love and let y'all know I didn't forget about y'all, but I had some things going on, but I'm back now.
Blessings.
Man, love to y'all. I'm going to go back into the chat.
All right, now you have a lot of accolades waiting for you, my sister.
All right, peace. Y'all have a good weekend, babies.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right.
So, Miss Poetic-y, I see we almost at that moment.
Yeah.
So you want to come and take us home, jazz it up a little bit?
Oh, I think we got another caller.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. All right, caller. We're going to take that next caller. Caller from the 302 area code. You on the air with Strong Island, Miss Poetic-y, and Stevie G. How would you like to do this thing?
I got a piece I want to share with you.
And who are we saying was calling?
My name's Speakeasy the Poet.
Oh, all right, Speakeasy. Nice to have you grace our stage.
Okay.
You can go ahead, my brother. Go ahead and let it go.
All right. I'm talking about watching you in the shower. See the water drip off your back. Kiss you on the thigh, see how you react. Just us alone, imagine what a team. I'm like a ghost coming, watching through the steam, with your smooth skin so provocative and soft. As I touch you with precision, then slowly dry you off. Take an orange slice and squeeze it across your heel. Bite on it gently until you're soft and squeal. Raise up about 4 inches to your lower calf. Switch over to strawberries, finish the other half. Make your middle drip when I dive between your hips. Exploring your inner world with the curiosity on my lips. These cats can't reach you on the level where you are. Throw me in the galaxy where I'm one with the stars. I give you orgasms young ladies dream of. In a world so sour, I promise the sweetest love. Hit your G-spot, make it drip drop. Make your knees rock with a cherry freeze pop. Once again, I give you orgasms young ladies dream of. In a world so sour, I promise the sweetest love.
All right, bro.
No peace, brother. Water,
hello?
Please. I need water. That was hot.
Thanks.
That was really hot. I really appreciate that, those beautiful words that you spoke.
Thank you, sister.
How can we find you? Are you in the chat room?
Actually, I've seen it on Facebook.
Okay.
Arthur, Michelle, something, I think.
Miss Poetic-y, you talking about?
Yes, me. Yes.
I'm glad you came through.
My name's John Waters, yes.
Oh, yes.
Welcome. Hi. Please come back again.
Yes, no doubt. Just post it so I'll know and I'm there.
All right now.
Right.
That was just the tip of the iceberg.
Hey, we like the iceberg.
Okay, we're waiting.
Let it melt.
We can't
melt.
Okay.
Miss Poetiki, you know, it is about that time for you to take us home with some jazzy jazz of your kind.
All right, we're just going to take it on home tonight. We got 2 more minutes remaining. We just want to thank everybody for coming out to our Thursday night open mic show. Well, our first half, we went to church and we had a lot of fun, but then we came and went to bed and got in and out of the bed. On the second half of the show, our Strong Island Central Sheet segment of the show, we had so much fun this evening. We're just so honored that so many of the poets came through. Once again, Strong Island did such a wonderful job hosting the second half of the show. And my co-host, I love him to death because he's just always here and just, you know, being a great support to the Poetic Energy Radio Show, and he always does his thing. So I just want to thank everybody. We love you. Thank you for coming through. See you next week, the same time in the same place, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. Have a good night, y'all, and have a good weekend. We love you. God bless. And we're just going to send you out jazzy with Yancy like we do all the time. All right.